Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Roy Wood Jr. He's coming up right after this.
Hey, yo, Joey Buttafuoco here. Let me talk to Just Use Guys for a second. Fellas, you already know that you need more than a deep voice and a quick wit to impress the ladies. People always ask me, Joey, how do you attract hot chicks like Amy Fisher? Is it your gold chains? Or maybe that manly scent of your aromatic and intoxicating cologne and splash on? No, I tell him, listen up. I've got two words for you guys. Body hair. That's what turned me into the chick magnet that I am today. And that's why I started the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. Just watch this genuine simulated demonstration. Hi, darling.
Hey, mister.
Say, sweet cakes, do you like hairy men?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess.
Just let me remove my shit.
Oh, my God. You animal. You are so hairy and so sexy. Can you show me your boat, Joey? I mean, mister?
As you can see, that hot little number nearly juiced her jockeys when she got a load of my hairy body. But, Joey, you're asking. I do not have a hairy body. Exactly. And that's why I started the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. You want to look like me? It's easy. Would you believe that every inch of my beautiful body hair came out of a can? That's right. This authentic-looking body hair was sprayed on right from this can. It looks great, doesn't it? And the chicks love it.
Ooh, Joey, can I run my fingers through your hairy chest?
Sure, baby, go nuts. You can only get body hair like this from the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. This spray on body hair is durable, washable, and oh so sexy.
Oh, Joey, you are so sexy and so hairy. Can I see your ponytail?
Sure, baby.
Oh, Joey.
Me, Tarzan. You, Jane, Toots.
Oh, Joey, the hair on your buttocks is so thick.
Go ahead, baby. Pot it in the middle.
Oh. Oh.
The Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. Oh, babe. So if you want a hairy, oh, yeah. If you want a hairy back, hairy legs, and a hairy butt, or even a hairy Belafonte, if you know what I mean, check out the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. Our motto, we'll put hair anywhere. Hey, baby, is that a pubic hair on your coke, or are you just playing with my can? All
right. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks very much.
Hey, look who's here.
Who?
It's Roy.
I don't see anybody. Oh, Roy Wood Jr., comedian, is right there.
He wore a tie just for us, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, my mom has been getting on me about my wardrobe choices for television.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very nice.
She's been sitting up watching YouTube videos.
Your mom?
Yeah, mom. She's got these young secretaries in her office that force her into getting a MySpace page and all this other crap.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. So she found you on the YouTube?
Your mom is on MySpace and Facebook?
Yes.
Now, are you one of her friends?
No, I refuse to add my mom. My mom does not need to know anybody because she doesn't need to be on my Facebook page reminding me of errands and things.
Yeah.
You get home, make sure you clean the gutters, boy, and get them mosquitoes out the back room. No. You don't.
And who's that girl?
Home with your mama?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, when I'm home, yeah.
Mother, mother, not mama.
No, is your mother?
No, it's black. It's mama. It's right. Black. Uh-huh. Black and overweight mama.
How's your mama?
is your mother in Birmingham?
Yeah, she's in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, man.
She's still working?
Yeah, she's an administrator at a college there. So, you know, that's why she's around.
Wait a second.
She's around all the young girls.
Is that the college you went to?
No. Hell no.
I was wondering if there was a little paperwork. Oh, I didn't realize we were having the matriculation of a Roy Wood Jr.
No, I had to get out of state, man. Okay. I couldn't go to school around my mom.
Mm-hmm. So, wow, your mom's on Facebook. No, that's dangerous.
So she saw some YouTube videos, and what were you wearing?
You just need to stop. I don't know what. I do these video blogs or whatever, and it's a video blog. Mom's supposed to be kind of looking drab and angry.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You should at least iron the shirt and wear something collared and pressed. I'm standing on the beach talking about porn stars for 2-3 minutes, Mom. That's not...
Mm-hmm.
Will you wear a shirt and tie?
Still that's should a, look nice.
Yeah, I think you should look nice.
Well,
you look very nice.
For you,
very
Christy,
nice.
The tie.
Very nice.
You're not getting this top button.
You look very
you
good.
Gotta, mm-hmm. You gotta hit it, Roy. Hit Christy.
Don't hit me.
No, you know what I mean. Hit it. You know,
that's
like,
chick street lingo. You know how it is.
I didn't know you were so hood chick. Mm-hmm. I see you.
I was very hood chick.
Watching your BET this summer.
Where's my hit it?
I don't
all
know.
I have is this.
Kiss my ass!
That's all I have. Where'd my hit it go?
Mm-hmm.
That was Whitney in her dark days.
Roy knows. Yeah. Roy knows that's Whitney.
Yeah.
And also Roy Wood on Twitter.
With this belt.
Roy Royce Wood on is Twitter? On Twitter. Yes. At RoyWoodJr.com.
Yeah, I don't update it every day. I'm not one of those people.
But why not follow Roy?
Why not?
Why not?
Every other day.
If you want to know what I'm up to twice a month.
As a matter of fact, his latest tweet 9 hours ago, Roy Wood Jr. is trying to talk his mama into getting a young Jeezy tattoo on the back of her neck.
Wait a second. Slow down.
How'd that go?
Am I right?
That is correct. That is my Twitter feed.
No, wait a minute. I'm not hip to the
young Jeezy.
Young Jeezy is a very popular urban rapper who speaks about the pains of growing up as a ghetto youth.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that could be difficult.
Sounds like it's right up your mom's alley.
Young Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Me
I
too.
I thought it was slang for Young Jesus.
I thought it was slang for Jesus before
Young
he
Jeezy. Yeah.
Before he got to work there. There's
black
that.
People would never call Jesus Jeezy, though.
No.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
How does he spell Jeezy?
J-E-E-Z-Y.
See, I'm with Christy. That to me sounds like
a
hipper
like a
Jesus.
Slang Jesus, sure.
Well, we could just call Jesus Jay.
Jay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just call him Jay.
Like
so
Dr. Jay?
JC.
Does Young Jeezy have a logo that you want your mom to put on her neck?
Yeah, it's like this little snowman.
Mm-hmm.
Like little, it's his
a
logo.
Snowman?
It's.
It doesn't sound.
It would take me weeks to explain the
are
black
there
vernacular.
In the hood?
Yeah, which is there a
traditionally,
would Tom be considered a snowman?
Yeah. Traditionally, in the Negro community, who sells vast quantities of cocaine is referred to as a snowman because of all the white powder that he supplies to the community.
I was just associating Tom's color with the snowman. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my Twitter page. So
I got okay,
is Young Jeezy?
Little Jeezy?
Young Jeezy?
Baby Jeezy?
No, it's Young Jeezy. No,
well,
no,
I like the baby Jeezy. Like
she's
baby
pulling him up on Wikipedia.
Official
there he is.
Official site for Young Jeezy from Corporate Thugs Entertainment. What?
How about
Thugs?
Jeezy's a good rapper, man.
How about Surfer Jeezy?
Surfer Jeezy.
I want to hear Christy say Thugs.
Young Jeezy. There he is. He's multi-platinum. How have you never heard this dude?
He's pretty hot.
He's like the Southern Jay-Z. Like.
Here's he's from Columbia, South Carolina. He is a Southern boy.
Here's how the conversation started. My mom is in administration right now, and they're mm-hmm. doing registration, and she's trying to figure out a way to relate to the students. And these young people coming in here talking all that hip-hop. And I was like, Mom, just get a tattoo, and they'll assume you're cool, and they'll mm-hmm. treat you like an equal. And we were.
Well, the problem with that is that's this year.
Yeah.
You know, five years
from now, Young Jeezy's going to be middle-aged Jeezy.
Young Jeezy's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. He might be middle Jeezy.
Well, in rap years, he's still
Young Jeezy.
Oh, he got arrested. He's involved in some kind of shooting. So
he must have a new record coming out.
Well, this was back in 2006.
But somewhere right now, there's an old retired college administrator with an MC Hammer tattoo.
Yeah,
and
that's a great
idea in 87.
See, that's exactly my
good point.
Right. Maybe she should get, can you get a Young Jeezy temporary tattoo?
No, he's Jeezy. You got to dedicate yourself
to
it.
If your mom got
can you find us some Young Jeezy?
Does your mom have really short hair?
Yeah,
so
she
you'd
does.
See it
so you'd see it in the
her
back
head?
Of her neck?
No, I was trying to get her to get it like in the small of her back so she could wear like the halter tops to all the football games.
Oh, man, I'd love
that would go over
now,
well,
wait
wouldn't
a minute.
It?
Yeah. This is your mother. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the president of the university mm-hmm. would be very impressed.
Chick, damn you for going to my Twitter page.
Uh-huh. See what happens? Yes, sir.
This is a lesson for young Roy. Don't tweet anything
don't
you
tweet.
Don't
you
want
don't
people
want people
to know.
Talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Our guest, by the way, is comedian Roy Wood Jr.
By the way, Jeezy's name is Jay Jenkins, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, that's cool, whatever. But I would have thought, as Bob indicated, that it would be Jesus, like Baby Jeezy.
Baby Jeezy. Surfer Jeezy.
He's a darn good rapper.
Is he?
Walk on water, Jeezy.
My new album, The Stations of the Rap. Kind of keep that
religious. That is really sacrilegious. You're not going to do that.
Oh, I'm
just
sorry.
When I think you can't be any more white.
The Stations of the Rap. That's what I thought. The Stations of the Rap.
He has a posse of 12, yes. Right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
The 12 Apostle.
The 12 Apostle.
There you go.
I don't so much for anything you had prepared today, Roy.
No, you know what I will say about Twitter and all that crap? Like, I think it's ruining dating. Like, that's probably the biggest problem I have with Facebook and all of that stuff. Because it's technology. It's too many ways for chicks to track you down and find out where you are and what you're doing. And if you're a guy and you're trying to be a player, you can't now. I mean, that's at least true. In the 80s, you could lie and say you didn't get the voicemail or you haven't bought an answering machine. Now,
yeah,
chicks pretty much know whether or not you got the voicemail. They can verify email. And, like, that's why grandparents are still together. Like, most people, they try to brag about their 70-year-old girl. Oh, they've been together 50 years. That's because your grandma never had to check his MySpace page. That's why. They didn't have to argue about that. My great-great-granddad didn't have to argue with my great-great-grandma about who he met at the other plantation last week. Who was that chick he was talking to out in the field? That better not be Eunice from over in Tupelo. I done told you about picking cotton with Eunice.
The stories of Eunice are legendary.
I'm sorry, chick's getting a little uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, chick. Yeah. Come on. Your great-great-granddad was in charge. You can laugh at this, chick.
I don't think so.
I think his great-great-granddad was dating Eunice.
Not really dating.
And eating dirt in the basement.
Oh, uncomfortable slavery humor. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Wasn't really dating.
I love it.
I blame you, Roy.
He's on the vanguard of slave humor. Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Wood Jr.
Actually, he was looking up to a gig in slavery.
Yeah, how true.
A better job. we have
a copy now of. Let me reintroduce our guest. I'm sorry, comedian Roy Wood Jr. is here with us, and Roy had on his Twitter recent tweet had suggested that his mother, who was a college administrator, get a young Jeezy tattoo.
To better connect with the students whom she was counseling academically.
Young Jeezy is a popular rap artist. And we have now received a copy of the logo of the Young Jeezy snowman.
That's snowman.
It doesn't look like a very happy snowman.
It's a snowman from the hood. He's angry.
I see.
It's life is hard for a black snowman.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet. I'm not sure.
Although a snowman from the hood would have at least a pipe.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
See, all the snowman
I'll
has.
Give you that one. That was funny.
He has
angry eyes. His mouth is straight across. He's got buttons, but he's got no arms.
No hat.
Somebody stole that.
I have some Young Jeezy here. It's a duet with Akon.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Akon. Soul Survivor.
Akon and Young Jeezy.
Hey. I hope this is the right
version. Trying to take it easy.
Listen to Roy.
Only way to go.
Y'all already know it is.
And so.
Hey. Let's get it.
But if you're looking for me, I'll be on the top of the thing. Possibly sitting on the drop down. Because I'm a rider.
Hey, where you going?
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know.
Cut it off before I get gangsta up in here, man. Chick, I almost had to go get my gun, Chick.
Oh, you get all gangsta
on it?
The good thing about that, it doesn't sound like every other rap song. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry.
Every time Christy goes rap, she sounds like she's from the South. Are you going to go gangsta on it?
Wow.
I think it's from Roy being from Alabama.
Could be.
It just brings that out.
At least it doesn't have that what is that, the thing that they all have now with the pitch correction thing where they're all singing.
Oh, the auto-tune?
Could we make that illegal? I'm not big
with
on...
With T-Pain and Kanye West
I'm
and all that?
I'm generally not big on the government getting involved in arts, but that should be made illegal. Starting now. I mean, ordinarily, I think let the marketplace decide, but no, the market's wrong. That is immoral, illegal, stupid, and awful. Every song.
I think it's a trend, and I think eventually it'll just fade away. Eventually...
It is boring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by the time Britney Spears jumps on it, it's over. Okay. I'm sorry. So we were talking about your mom and how you want her to get a hip tattoo. Now, this is leads to the obvious question. Does Roy Wood Jr. have a tattoo?
Nah, no tats, man. Mm-mm.
Does she have any tats?
No, tattoo.
Now, what if you were going to get a tattoo, what would you get?
The only thing I've ever been halfway almost willing to get was a Chicago Cubs logo.
Really?
And a t-shirt is cheaper.
See, I figured you'd be a Dolphins kind of guy.
That's not a gangster fish. It's not a shark. It's not a stingray.
And a gangster fish.
Dolphins kind of a lover.
I'm a Dolphins fan, but you take your shirt off with a chick, you kind of have to explain this happy aquatic creature.
When you're trying to be a badass.
Yeah, prison did you get that in?
What if you had a football helmet with a, maybe would that do it?
You know, have you seen the Dolphins? Seriously, haven't they taken the Dolphins logo and updated the eye to make it a meaner?
Yeah, it's a pissed off dolphin that got caught in the tuna net now. It's like a...
It's
kind of a...
Tuna net dolphin is...
The angry eyebrow. I didn't know dolphins had eyebrows.
They do. Oh, yeah. No one's been close enough to notice it before.
Yeah.
I says
a meaner dolphin.
Now, you have a simple issue because of your dark complexion. I mean, it's not going to show up that well. And
you have to get the lighter inks and all that. And I'm more of a paper bag complexion. So, yeah, you're right. I would have some contrast issues on my
skin. Have you thought about maybe going with the thing where they burn it on?
Oh, the branding?
Oh, the branding?
Hell no, man. Oh, I'm not a cow.
That's what they do with that fraternity. Well, I mean,
what kind of a fan are you?
There's a couple of black fraternities that do the branding thing.
Oh. Which is frowned upon, I think, by all
by everyone.
Colleges. Yeah.
I just love something to the point of searing my flesh. I don't know, man. Yeah. Do you have a trinket or a key ring, perhaps, that I can carry?
How about a nice jaunty beret?
Yes, I will
with
wear
your
this
logo
cap.
On it. Yes.
Yeah. I'll wear this hat every day.
I rest my case, Roy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, that's why I'm not in favor
Maybe
of that.
That's what you should do is give your mom a t-shirt.
With the snowman logo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been banned, though. You got to dig deep on eBay to find it. The snowman logo got banned by a bunch of schools because school kids were wearing them to school.
Really?
And it suggested that they sold cocaine.
I see.
Or whatever. So.
Well, I'm sure that stopped the selling of cocaine on college campuses.
Yeah, immediately.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. How about some nice, does Mr. Jeezy have a line of earrings? That'd be nice.
You know what? I think he has a clothing line now. Matter of fact, I'm positive that Jeezy has a clothing line now. Like, it's in the same line of Rockaware and Sean John with Puffy and all of stuff.
That'd be hip.
Do the pants have a waist or are they thighs?
Well, there's room for a gun, and that's the important thing.
Okay.
And
okay.
Plaxico Burress could have used a pair of those.
Yes, he could have.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.